If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Nick Dowd from the Caps will be on the show coming up at 8:25, so you want to listen for that. They take on the Canes tonight at Capital One Arena. So we wanted to get into this story coming out of L.A. from yesterday. The wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner was shot by LAPD yesterday and later arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, according to the LAPD.
This is bizarre.
So the shooting occurred as officers were doing a search of an Eagle Rock neighborhood after a hit-and-run crash on the 134 freeway yesterday afternoon that did not involve the couple. So
there was a hit-and-run accident, and the suspects took off and ran into the neighborhood.
Yeah, they fled from the crash scene into the neighborhood about 8 miles northeast of
downtown
LA. Sounds
like they ran into her backyard.
So according to the LAPD, officers approached the rear of a home in the 5300 block of Waldo Place and spotted a woman, later identified as Schreiner, who was, quote, armed with a handgun in the yard of a neighboring residence. Officers ordered her to drop the handgun numerous times. However, she refused. Schreiner then pointed the handgun at the officers, prompting at least one to open fire. She was struck by gunfire, fled back
Lucky
into her residence.
Killed.
Lucky she wasn't killed. She exited the home about an hour later and was taken into custody. It was airing on local TV news.
But here's the deal. What it sounds like to me, and I could be wrong, is that these three maniacs got in an accident, run around. Now, maybe one of them was her friend. Who knows? But it sounds to me like strangers show up in her backyard.
Yeah.
She's probably got a gun thinking, like, I got strangers in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And then where she messed up is when the cop showed up, she should have dropped the gun.
Well, yeah. I mean,
obviously.
If you're holding a weapon and a cop shows up and tells you, drop the weapon.
The last thing you want to do is point it at him.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's
I get that part. So maybe she was drunk. I don't know. But it sounds like it was kind of like bad luck. Like, she wasn't involved in any of this stuff. Oh, they just showed up in their backyard.
No, she like heard it, she heard a disturbance. She goes out and checks it out. She's armed.
Yeah. And
then,
now
then
all of a sudden, she's in
the
heart of the... Yeah. I have a little bit of sympathy for her, but she should have obviously dropped the gun when she saw the police, of course. And I don't know why you would point one at an officer unless you want to die.
And now she's and she's being charged with attempted murder?
Yeah, I don't think she fired a shot, but I guess if you point a gun at a cop, you're going to get a big charge.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll figure that out. I bet she'll get a lot of charges reduced.
Yeah,
but it
that's
sounds
crazy.
So he says she was uninvolved in the hit and run.
Her
bail was
she
set.
She lived in the residence.
Bail was set at $1 million. Unclear whether she still remains in custody.
I mean, she's an idiot for not dropping the gun when the cops showed up.
Yes.
I don't understand that part.
Unless she was
that's
under,
who she loses
like you said,
me.
Unless she was under the influence. What time did this happen? Does it say?
I don't know.
Why did she have the gun in the first place,
p.m.
though?
Well, because there were strangers running around their backyard, it sounds like.
It was they were in her backyard or they were in the neighborhood.
Sounded like they were in a neighboring residence. They were near her backyard.
She might have seen them, though.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe she saw sees some shady maybe. Guys hopping fences.
Yeah, we don't know.
They were fleeing the police. There were three people fleeing the police.
So there might be more to the story. I don't know the story.
There could be more.
Maybe it was a coincidence.
Well, they're saying she was uninvolved in the hit and run, and she lived at the residence where she was being observed with the gun.
It sounds like it was just a coincidence. Like she lived in a neighborhood where these guys fled
into.
So
maybe she was... I don't know. Maybe
she was
doing something.
Her house, thinking that there's these people running around.
It sounds very shady.
Maybe,
but again, like you
said, or maybe
JP.
Cops happened to be in the area and they saw something else was going on.
JP, like you said, we don't know the whole story.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm saying she's in the wrong 100%. She should have dropped her gun. She's an idiot. She's lucky she's not dead. I can't believe they didn't kill her. But I also feel a little bit of sympathy to her if she had three criminals running around in her backyard. She's grabbing a gun to defend herself.
That's an insane story.
It's an insane story.
I mean,
she's definitely an idiot. But I just don't get it. That's what we're talking about, bad luck.
I'm probably just going to be a wimp and call the cops and say there's somebody running around in my backyard.
Well, that's what anybody would do.
Send some units, please.
But why then are you pointing the gun at the officers? Why don't you listen to them when they say drop the gun? Like,
I don't know.
But she thought they weren't off. I mean, I don't even understand.
I mean, usually when officers point a gun at you, they identify themselves as police officers.
Yeah, you're going to know
they
if they're
say,
cops.
She must
police,
have been under influence.
Drop your weapon.
Yeah. Were the people in the hit and run criminals?
Ever caught?
I don't know. I'm just calling them criminals.
Now, they might be committing a crime with the hit and run, but they might have just been regular donks who made a stupid decision.
Definitely.
One was unarmed.
One was arrested. Two other got away.
They did. Yeah. Wow.
But did they have prior criminal background?
Nobody would know. I'm just saying criminals, who knows, JP? They could be normal guys.
I know, you're painting a picture like they're these menacing characters that are running through the neighborhood with guns and everything.
Most people don't flee the police. Most innocent people, if you get in an accident, you don't flee the police.
I agree with you, but they might have just been some idiots.
It could have been a priest.
Two drunk drivers who, I don't know.
Well, either way, you got three drunk guys running in your backyard, strangers. You grab a gun to protect yourself. I think you're okay. You're in the right there. Where she loses me is, why did she drop the gun when the cop showed up?
Well, not only that, pointing the gun at the cop.
Well, yeah. She should be dead. She's lucky she's not dead. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
I get nervous when I just see a cop in my rearview mirror, even though I'm not doing anything wrong.
I know.
If there's a cop behind me, I always just think, well, he's going to put the cherries on and pull me over. Like, I have that thought.
It happened this morning. I was driving to the toll road, and there was a cop behind me with the lights on. Now, I wasn't speeding or anything, so I knew it wasn't me, but anytime there's one behind you, that's what you're thinking.
Sure.
You're thinking, oh, he got me for something. I didn't run a red light, although I do run red lights. I shouldn't be admitting that, but sometimes
I still don't understand.
I have a light I run in my neighborhood.
I don't understand how brazen people are that they drive around on expired tags. Mm-hmm. I see it
time. Isn't that mostly cluelessness? And whenever I've done it, it's just been being clueless. It's just like
I'm not talking about like they're off by like a month. I'm talking about like driving around in the year 2025 with people with tags from 2024 or 2023.
Yeah, I know.
That's just begging to get pulled over by the cops.
Yeah, but do you ever get pulled over just for the expired tags?
I think
ever happened?
If
you're driving around with expired tags, a cop has the right to pull you over.
I'm not saying they don't have a right. I'm just guessing that it's probably not something that's frequent.
Probably not frequent.
Because those stickers are so small, you're going
to
have some good eyesight.
I've been pulled over. They do it at red lights when they're behind you.
Gotcha.
And they're looking at the back of your plate and they go, this idiot's cheating the system.
Like, look at this idiot. Hasn't updated his tags in a year.
Well, it's a good excuse to see what's good doing.
That's why it's color coordinated, so they can immediately tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get those tags. I put them right on. I'm not trying to get pulled over for having an expired tag. You're like a mega donk.
Right.
Sometimes you kind of just space it.
I'm with you because it's not something I monitor. I have to get it sent to me, and then someone has to point it out that it's in the envelope. And I,
right.
My wife has to say, make sure you put that sticker on.
Right.
Because that's not something I care about. I don't give a crap about it.
Well, especially with my daughters. I mean,
I don't care about it.
My one daughter lives in Arlington. I never see her car. I mean, once a week, maybe. And mother daughter's down at Tech. I don't know what's going on with her registration.
Yeah.
And she's not going to check it. So the last thing she's going to do is check her tags.
Yeah, the last thing I'd ever do is look to see if my tags are updated.
Well, I do it when I... when.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Keep it filled up.
I think it's pretty easy. They usually just send you the sticker.
Yeah.
You walk and out. Then it takes about 20 yeah, seconds.
You put it over the other sticker.
I mean, these guys are making it like it's so hard.
Yeah. No.
They send it to you
right.
when it's up.
Well, do you and
they don't do
mail?
That in, hold on. They don't do that in Virginia.
Yeah, but the mail
in Virginia, they send you a form and you got to fill out either 1 year or 2 years you want. They don't just send you the stickers.
Oh, no. They send us the stickers.
Maybe in Maryland for, yeah, just, for Maryland. Just for 1 year?
But it's
no,
sent.
I think it might be for 2 years.
All right.
I don't know.
In Virginia,
I mean, they put the stupid thing on.
Right. You don't know.
But they send it in an envelope that you would be an idiot to throw it away because it says it like urgent registration.
Right, but I get so yeah, junk yeah. mail. It's like junk email. I don't even really look at the mail.
Right.
They send it. They junk. Send it to you without paying for it?
You got
to
pay for it.
You have to pay. You have to re-up, and
well,
then
I'm
they
sure
send
pay
it.
But how,
online,
but how do you pay?
It to you.
Yeah.
So say, they send you an email. You say you need to register. Online. Just pay. And then someday, some random thing comes, yeah. and your wife says, put that on the car, stupid. Mm-hmm. And I put it on the car. But I get so much mail, I never check the mail. Never.
Does it check regular
junk.
Mail? Email?
No junk. Coupons. It's just junk. It's, you know, it's just nothing. It's all garbage.
JP, it's not hard to do physically, but it's hard to do because you just have to add it
it's
to the list of the billion things you got to worry about.
Yeah, but the state, at least my experience is the state sends you the information.
Correct.
They'll send you, as of Cakes course. Described, a letter which will say MVA or whatever.
Right.
Yes.
And it'll say, time for you to pay for your new registration.
Yes.
So you do that.
Yes.
Then a couple weeks later, they send you a sticker.
I get an email. I think I get an email.
It might be. The worst part is I got to do an emissions for mine.
Oh, yep. emissions.
That's another thing I hate that I don't care about.
My car. I failed the emission. The most
recent. Hold on. How?
It has, there's some sort of sensor that's banged up. Failed. I think I talked about this like a month ago.
Did you get it already taken care of?
I got an extension to kicking the can down the road until June.
Why are you
June.
Doing that? Don't you want to just get it
done? I'm
going to
get it done this weekend, but it's still just.
It's a hassle.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to take it. I have to have my guy Greg fill out the paperwork.
I think it's a scam. We should ban all emission testings. That's stupid. I just think it's stupid.
I tend to agree.
Well, you don't have to do the every year do the safety thing like Virginia.
What's the safety thing?
Well, they look through your car, make sure everything's working properly, and they find something. Then they find something wrong with it.
You have to do that every year.
Every year.
It's a reason alone to never move.
And then they always find something.
Some great. That's crazy.
They can just fluck you for anything.
Oh yeah.
You have to get your car inspected once a year.
It's the biggest racket ever.
So if you have like four cars,
I think it's every other year.
No, it's every year.
Because you can do a 2 year. You can do a 2 year registration.
No, it's every year.
You got to show up. So I got to bring four cars to the MVA, and they got to do a safety check. They do that with you?
Not in my county. I haven't seen that.
Hey, do they give you a discount?
I'm not required to do a safety check in my cars.
They put the stick. Yeah, they
100%. You are, yeah. Ricky.
Safety check.
Yes.
Or emissions.
Safety and admissions. That's why they all say that.
Safety and emissions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When they're doing the emissions, maybe they do. Okay.
Right.
The sticker.
But I've never been flagged for it.
The sticker in your lower left car is for the safety. And every year you do it. Every year they find something wrong with your brake or whatever. You got to go pay $500 to go get it fixed.
Mm. Yeah. You'd have to show me because that's never happened for me.
I don't think that
happened to me one time.
I don't think Maryland's a great state, but you should move because it sounds better than Virginia.
No. Nah,
you don't have to do that.
Not doing that. The other bad thing about Virginia is personal property tax. Bad.
I don't know anything about that either. That's
personal
Virginia
property
thing.
Personal property tax on newer cars.
Okay.
Does something vile to you.
You get vile. Yeah.
I
understand.
I have a hoop, and I got to pay like $230 a year for it.
Make sure. Yeah.
The personal
don't,
property.
Don't
tax.
Get a new car.
Yeah. Oh, you'll find out. Wes Moore's size to do it for you guys.
We're next.
Oh, yeah.
We're next on that firing
Oh,
line.
Yeah. It's yeah. Just wait.
They got to get their money somewhere to pay for schools.
You'll see.
You'll see.
But, I mean, every state has different taxes.
Use it for other stuff.
I think your state income tax is higher than Virginia's.
I don't know.
It's just, yeah, it's, it depends on the state you live in.
I mean,
it's not California, but it's. I think it's slightly higher.
I think I might rather just pay a blanket higher income tax than have to jump through 19 different hoops throughout the year.
That's checks, my man Richard Simmons to take care
stickers,
of.
Stickers.
I don't even sweat it. That's his bag.
What a scam. Whole thing's irritating. All right, why is everybody calling? Is everyone calling because we're getting it wrong?
Could be.
You're probably getting it wrong. Is that why, Val Dravy?
I think, like my buddy Greg's texting, you can absolutely do 2 years. It's called an inspection. That's what people are calling about.
Maybe Valdez is giving us false information.
Well, he drives a hoopty. His car's always broken down.
That might be what it is. All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:25, we'll talk Caps hockey with Nick Dowd. He's going to join us coming up at 8:25 here on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We'll be joined in just a couple minutes by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. They're back on the ice tonight at Capital One Arena.
Dowd, of course, powered by Verizon.
That's
and
right.
Verizon has given us these nice Rock the Red scarves. Mm-hmm. I've never actually worn a scarf.
Yeah.
I don't think in my life worn a scarf.
Maybe.
I like scarves.
I haven't worn them a lot.
I'm displaying it for them, but yeah.
If I go to a Caps game.
I don't even
game,
know how to really do it.
If I go to a Caps game in the winter,
you do a crisscross?
Yeah, I mean, you can do it either way, but usually you got to throw it up.
And then you, like, tuck it in. Yeah.
I don't know if you have to tuck
it
in.
You don't have to tuck it in.
I don't know if you have to go to that length, but.
I mean,
you look like you're about to strangle yourself, JP, with that.
I got a little bit of a Merton hang. I got a long neck, so I like to keep my neck.
Understood.
I like to keep it warm.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll wear this to a Caps game, but, like, if I go out to a dinner or something in the winter, I might throw, like, a nice polo scarf. For me, that's nice.
You could work that one into the mix. Also, the Harry Potter scarf the Wizards gave us last week.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
we're upping our
Wizards
scarf
game
of late.
Yeah, I still have DC United scarves they've given us.
I'm sure you do.
I keep my scarves.
Your
I don't
scarf
know.
Guy.
I like scarves.
No, there was scarf like a 5-year period where we used to get so much DC United gear.
They don't like us anymore. They don't love us like they used to.
It's been a long time since Doug worked there.
Haven't seen a new piece of merch from them in a while.
By the way, what happened to our Nats guy?
Actually, though, didn't we meet the woman?
Good question.
Wait, we met the woman from DC United.
She's the one who came in here one time. Yeah. Segment with us.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got a Nats guy that would come. It would give us like hats and stuff. What happened to that dude?
Yeah, we had a real deep plant in their equipment manager hierarchy.
I need to get.
I don't know.
I need to upgrade my hats.
Sure.
My Nats hat.
Need the new City Connect version.
Yeah, I want all that.
The blue hat.
7 3/8 cakes.
Well, I don't do the fitted hats anymore.
You're out on
I'm
fit.
More of a, I need a snapback. My head's too big. I can't have that thing just crunching what's left of my shrinking brain.
They're usually pretty flexible.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, is Doubter on? Are you trying to track him down? It's the weekly odyssey of
where's
Nick Doubter. We should play.
Might be the last Nick Doubter appearance of the year.
Right.
He's probably not hating that.
I don't know. I think he likes us.
No, I think he likes us. But I think it's just a pain.
He's got a lot
butt.
Of stuff going on with his young kids.
Trust me, I know. When you have kids that are that young,
yeah,
that's a lot.
By the way, I heard Valdez in the background demanding an apology from Drab. Chris
for what?
Tweets us at Junks Radio and says, Valdez is correct. Virginia requires a yearly safety inspection.
This is Matt Valdez.
You have emissions tests every other year. Check your windshield and look at that big sticker
yeah.
with the month and year listing
well, then
when
this
you have
guy
to get another
says
inspection.
The Virginia safety check is not statewide. It's NOVA only designed to reduce traffic. Now, everybody here lives in Northern Virginia, so that would
so
probably
So maybe it's
still
Northern
apply.
Virginia specific.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody here lives in Emporia, Virginia.
Right.
Okay.
That's from our guy, P. Wags.
Yeah.
Drab, I'm waiting for my apology.
Hey, I'm never afraid to admit when I'm wrong, and I might be wrong here. I'm going to blame Greg Height.
Why? Who's Greg Height?
He's just
our
a friend
buddy
of, us,
of ours. It's an idiot.
Okay. Blame him. That's fine. Take
Greg, Greg text me and tell me why you're right and they're wrong, if you are.
But he did say, I'm going into an auto shop right now.
Okay.
I'm going to call you back and prove that I'm right.
Got it.
Okay.
So
that's your boy that has like the sleeve of tats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We've met him a bunch of times.
That was just making sure. Awful apology by Drake. he called my car a hoopty.
Well, you called not. Your car a hoopty.
I can talk bad about my car.
Okay.
You can't.
Car a hoopty.
Yeah.
His
yeah,
car is missing the logo, the emblem.
It is.
No, it's not.
With the Volkswagen?
Yes, it is. Part, no,
I've
it's seen not.
It. What, the Volkswagen
yeah,
emblem?
Yeah, no, the Volkswagen thing is gone off his car.
No, I bought
the ornament.
I bought the ornament and I put it back on.
Okay, well, yeah. It was gone for a long, long time.
Volkswagen has an ornament?
No, just like the emblem.
Just
the logo.
V or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, the VW.
VW?
He was missing the W.
It was a black circle on the back of his car for you.
No, it was the front and I replaced it.
What happened? It fell off?
Yeah, wear and tear.
That's fine. Right.
Do you like that vehicle?
I like that it's paid off.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Paid off vehicles are the best.
I know.
Those are the best.
Right. Paid off is great.
I'm going to run that thing to the ground.
I don't think I currently have a car payment, but I think I might be getting one soon.
Oof.
Just add it to the pile.
Yeah. I wish I didn't. I've got four.
No, mine are all
you
paid
have four
off.
Four current car payments.
Well, my daughter pays for one of them.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's in my name.
Dagger! Dagger! Dagger!
The buck triple.
Oh, dude, it sucks.
Trust me, I know.
And they're all newer cars.
Having multiple car payments.
So that means the personal property tax is up.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
It's not fun.
It's a nightmare.
I guess that's why you're on your bank account.
Yeah.
I mean, first thing every morning.
If you had any clue what was going on in my life financially, you would fall over.
JP busted me for looking at my stonks in the Odyssey bathroom during the break. I have to see what the pre-market's doing.
What is it doing?
tanking. Of course. Now, yesterday was a great
day.
What
did Trump say that he's
I don't know,
taking the 90-day off?
Yesterday was a great day. Today looks kind of like yesterday looked before the tariffs got postponed.
Fasten your seatbelts, buddy. Oh, it's going to be tumultuous.
I'm ready for a bumpy ride.
Right. You know, all right, people are calling in now about the car
stuff. I'm so bitter about Dre. I mean, make it fun. He drives a BMW that was built in during the Third Reich.
2013, Rick.
Do you look down on him? Like, you guys may have paid the same amount for your car at the time, but yours maybe ages a little better, you feel like, than his?
I love a used BMW. Nothing better.
Because they don't change year to year. Like, you're
pre-owned. You hear that, Sam?
Yeah.
Pre-owned.
But is that why you like it? There's an element of class to it you think you have that over him?
I mean...
You guys probably paid the same amount.
Probably not.
Are you waging class warfare behind the glass over there?
I'm a pre-owned BMW guy.
Okay.
You're pre-owned. Right. Not, you're really angling.
I know.
He really wants a deal.
So desperate. Why can't, I can smell the desperation.
Aren't there opportunities, but then like people say you can't do it? People shut you down?
Yeah,
no?
Roadblocks? Mm-hmm.
I can be converted. I'm open to other...
No, but I'm saying,
you're a free agent.
You are a free agent. You are eligible. There was a period of time where you maybe weren't eligible. There were some nebulous rules
to get an endorsement.
I think producers, big silly producers, might be eligible.
Very good.
Yeah. You consider yourself in that category?
Well, he's a brand manager now.
Yeah. I'd put Valdez in that category.
You do?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he should be eligible for a car endorsement.
I mean, I don't know if I'd put Heavy Metal Chris in that category.
Poor Heavy Metal Chris.
I mean, Valdez has done an eye endorsement. I mean, it's kind of trade, but
right. Do you currently have any endorsements? Do you guys have anything? Don't sleep.
Don't sleep sponsors bit season.
Right.
Very good.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, the hair bit.
Something's looming.
Just gotta dot the I's and cross the T's.
Oh, there's something.
This is for the hair. This is for the hair bit.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go all in.
You'll see.
Hold on. If you do it, are you gonna get a full head? Like, you'd be silly? No hat?
Oh, I'll still wear a hat.
While it's growing.
But
when it's over, is your hat
good chance? I'll be out there.
that's a bold move, Drew.
By the way, how is your Instagram nutrition thing for your hair working?
I haven't used it.
You haven't used it?
No.
Can't you tell?
Yeah. I thought you were excited to use it.
Yeah, but I got to start figuring out when to... put it in my routine.
It's a topical thing you have to apply.
You just spray it and comb your hair,
and then so it does it immediately.
that sounds like it's gonna work.
No, it's, I no. thought
it's
it was
take
supposed
like
to...
2 months potentially.
But then it'll start growing in normal.
Allegedly, it reactivates the melanin in your hair follicles.
Sounds like a grasper.
It's probably a grasper.
I saw one recently where they said that it's just like it can dye it. Like literally, there are certain supplements or diet changes you can make. Like, it's a whole scam that your hair has to
be
gray.
Darken your hair.
I'm sure
you
can
redarken your hair if you take certain things.
What do you
I'm sure
to eat?
It won't work.
I don't know.
I'll probably start it during I'm off in a couple weeks.
Will you document it on your social media? Like day
nah,
one?
Not
probably
really.
Not.
No?
It's a before and before pick.
Yeah.
Gray and gray.
All right. So,
let's go to Tim.
Drabby, Greg Height texted and said, I'm wrong. I hate to admit it, but I'm wrong.
Oh, nobody.
Does anybody know the rules of Virginia?
Apparently I do.
Yes.
Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Hey, I've lived here for 30 years. It's annual. Virginia is annual, and they do not send you a notice. And everybody, you look at it in the left corner. I mean, it's right on your windshield, and I forget every
year.
That's
your safety check.
It's a safety check, but it's annual. They do not send you a notice. I know they just do it on purpose because they know they're going to get a lot of people and give tickets out.
Right.
So they do not send you notice, and it's not the same time or month as your registration.
What about emissions? Is it tied in with emissions?
Separate.
No, emissions is every 2 years, and you do get a notice for that. But the safety inspection, you do not get a notice.
You're
in the
just
mail.
Supposed to remember that you have to go get a safety notice.
Well, you look at your sticker.
You got a big sticker that has a year and a month that you have to do it by.
Well, if you notice, it's service stations the last day of the month. You could wait for 2 hours. So I always go like 2 weeks before it's due, and I pull up to the thing. It takes about 20 minutes for the inspector to inspect, because I think Valdez said there's like a safety list of like 30 items. Your windshield wipers, your blinkers, your taillights, your tires, your brakes. they inspect every nook and cranny. I've never been down because I have a Lexus and I get updates. I mean, I get service on my car. But if you have a broken windshield wiper, they will cite you, and the inspector, the gas station, could be liable, and you have a couple weeks to get it fixed. You get a temporary sticker. But in 2 weeks, you have to get it fixed, or you have to go through the whole process again. It's annoying.
Hmm. Thanks, pal. Yeah,
it sounds pretty good.
I'm going to have to look at my window because I've never had that happen. Hey, now, remember, maybe it's because I lease cars and don't own them.
That could be.
Because I've never gotten a safety inspection letter in the mail. Never.
You don't get a letter. The sticker tells you have to do it
on
by
your windshield.
Right. And then if you don't do it, what happens? They send you a letter saying
you get pulled over.
Yeah, you'll get pulled over.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at my window because I don't recall that.
Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. VZ texts us, easiest Google thing. All personal vehicles need a safety inspection in Virginia yearly. All this controversy, just hit Google.
Well, we're having a conversation. We're not living on our computer. And I'll officially apologize to Matt Valdez. I was wrong. He knows more about clunkers than I do.
Why do you have to take a shot?
The guy has experience living at the mechanic's garage. Yeah,
he drives beaters.
I'm a grease monkey. Yeah. Drab's arm's big because it has to roll up his window.
Yeah. Sure. It could be a difference with leasing. It could.
I don't know. I'll look at my car when I get out there.
There's just so many hoops. I feel like Virginia has more hoops. I'm sorry. You got to jump through more hoops.
As far as the car,
they had drivers with more hoops.
As far as the car is concerned, I would say yes. But there's got to be other, tax departments that are higher in Maryland than Virginia.
I'm sure.
It usually levels out.
State income taxes are different state to state.
State income taxes are higher. Fees might be less. There's not property taxes.
Correct.
All the states have to get their money.
Right.
We have roads. We have schools.
Here's what I don't understand.
Cops.
This is what this blows my mind. States that don't have income tax.
Well, some of them have major tourism, brings in.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Texas and Florida have no state income tax.
Right. But they might have higher tax rates.
Tell me how that makes sense.
They also have schools and roads. They get their money.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't understand how you can run a state and you don't have state income tax. But again, that's reason number 1,000 why I'm nowhere near politics.
You want me to Google how does Texas get their revenue to pay for schools and roads?
No, not really. I can't comprehend it. I can't wrap my feeble brain around it.
All right, is Dowd blowing us off again?
He might be getting his car inspected.
Is he getting his car inspected? Maybe safety check?
Yeah,
we were promised it would never happen again. It happened again.
But next
week? The PR department puts out a tweet promoting it, so I always think it's going to happen.
Right. They might want to ease off on the tweets about promoting Nick Dowd. I like Nick Dowd, but...
Here's the thing that's obvious. I think he likes us.
Yeah.
And I think he likes him. Too. We're not a priority for him. That's... very obvious.
Sure. I understood.
Very obvious.
Yeah.
Look, he's got a couple of young kids, a wife. He's gone a lot.
Right.
This is the time. The morning when he's actually home, he's got to put in his work. Exactly.
I got it.
All right. Just a reminder, it is an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, if you want to text us throughout the show, you can do that on the Junkies text line, brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. All right, so we wanted to get into some audio we have of Jonathan Allen from when he joined Chris Long on the Green Light podcast, him talking about his time with Washington, how he's assimilating in Minnesota. Here's former longtime Junks guest and longtime Commanders DT, Jonathan Allen.
We were just talking offline. We got to go up there last year for training camp, and I was blown away by the facility, man. You talk about, like, I remember when I visited Washington in free agency. And not to dog the facility back in 2016, but it wasn't much going.
No.
And getting to see Minnesota, I mean, that's some state-of-the-art right there. And right down to, they got aquapana in the refrigerators. You're drinking like $50 water at the facility. Were you blown away when you went and visited?
I was. I mean, the one thing we're always told in college is once you get to the NFL, the facilities aren't nice. Just everything's not as nice. Like, as far as just how much money is being spent on the players, college, one of the top programs is usually the best. But man, when I came here and I seen they have kombucha and they just had all the drinks in the fridge and the facilities, I was just like, wow. Like, I feel like I've been cheated my last 8 years. I'm like, these guys over here living like this is incredible.
You said something that, you know, kind of, I was wondering with you for 7 years, I remember I have the date here, October 22nd, 2023, that famous post-game rant from you where you're like, I'm tired of this shit. It's been 7 years of this, and as a guy who played for a lot of losing teams the first 8 years of my career before I changed teams, I know how you feel. And I'm wondering how hard it was when ownership changes, it looks like it's going the right direction, you got that dynamic rookie quarterback who's going to be incredible, and you're like, damn, I gotta leave now. I bet it softens the blow to go to Minnesota, but is part of you like, geez, they got the together and now I gotta go?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, I've always thought I was gonna finish my career in Washington, and in a perfect world I probably would have finished it there, but you know, God has other plans for me. And I always just remember Coach Saban saying that at the on the other side of something that's challenging, uncomfortable, difficult is usually what you've been looking for all along. So, I mean, this is just an opportunity for me to grow. I don't think I could have found a better organization and team to come to for what I wanted. Like, my agent and my financial guy are already in Minneapolis, so I was going up there every year, 2-3 times a year. My wife loves it. She already has a bunch of friends out there. She's from the Midwest. So, it's, honestly, this is probably the dream situation.
Hmm. Well, that's good for him.
Yep, it is.
Great landing spot for him.
I feel good for him.
And
he got a fat contract, too.
Oh, he got a nice deal. But yeah. I can also see where part of him is torn, where he toiled and worked here for so many years on so many bad losing teams. Then when Harris comes in, the ownership changes. They make so many upgrades. They draft Jaden Daniels. The team's fortunes turn around. And then he gets released. So it has to be bittersweet because he's you know, given his blood, sweat, and tears to this franchise his entire career. Then they finally start turning the corner, and then he's basically discarded.
Yeah, he's not part of the reward.
Yeah. The cookie crumbs.
I know, it's the business of the NFL. You know,
and
he was very positive.
All things being equal, he would have liked to have stayed here and ended his career here.
Yeah. Right.
But it just that's not the way professional sports works.
I don't know if you have more of the audio, but he's very positive about the culture that they've established here with Coach Quinn.
Yeah, I think Valdez might be... He can search for that. I don't know if he has that or not.
He doesn't have it.
But yeah, like it sounds like he landed in a great spot. This is a Minnesota team that's really upgraded their defense by adding him, Javon Hargrave, like to an already pretty good defense. Like it's a good spot for him.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think I mentioned it, but I saw, did you guys happen to see the interview that DQ did with Shane Battier and Alex Smith and then some finance guy? I think it's called like Glue Guys Podcast. Have you heard of that podcast?
I saw that.
Did you see that interview with DQ?
I just saw a summary of it. I didn't watch the interview.
Nothing earth-shattering in there.
Talks about his style like he learned under Carroll and Saban.
It's just, you know, again,
he talks about being authentic.
Yeah, it's more insight into sort of how he got to where he is right now. And sort of learning along the way.
How he connected with the players.
Yeah.
The brotherhood, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's good. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny that... Like Alex Smith, I never would have envisioned him like having a podcast. Like everyone's got a podcast. And by the way, it was a quality podcast. You know, right. I don't know how Alex and Shane Battier hooked up, but it was interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, that's an odd pairing.
Yeah, it's an odd pairing. And then they have like a business guy too. So they have an NFL guy, a basketball guy, and a guy clearly is, I don't know.
John Allen in that clip mentioned kombucha.
Yeah.
I've never sampled it. I'm intrigued.
What is that? Is that like
a drink? I looked it up. It's a fermented tea
made
from sweetened black tea, bacteria, and yeast.
Yeah, I think I've had it before. Like if I've had an upset stomach,
One of the guys I had lunch with yesterday ordered it.
It's touted for potential health benefits, which makes sense to try it. Improved digestion, boosting your immune system, lowering cholesterol levels, and supporting cardiovascular health.
And I'm all about that.
So it sounds like it might be worth trying.
I don't
really know what it's all about.
Don't they just sell it at regular?
Sounds like it's pricey.
Don't they sell it?
It is pricey.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
They sell it at regular grocery stores.
Yeah.
They also sell it at hippie grocery stores too. But like,
I haven't gone to a hippie grocery. What's a hippie grocery store?
Like Roots Organic Market. I have one of those in my neighborhood. I don't frequent it, but I've been to it before.
Yeah. I don't go to those.
I'm sure you don't.
I go to like Safeway.
That's what I usually go to. I usually go to the big corporate grocery stores.
Right.
But sometimes I'll pop into the hippie grocery store. It's happened.
By the way, are you guys following the kid that was stabbed by the other track guy?
I saw the article.
Are you following that?
Not really. Sounds like there was a dispute at a track meet. One guy stabbed another guy. Guy bled to death.
The kid that stabbed him is claiming that he felt threatened, right?
Right.
That there was some confrontation. He told him, get out from underneath that tent. That's not your tent or whatever. And then there was some sort of... Did I read at some point that he was claiming he was being bullied?
I don't know. I haven't really gotten into
I saw there was a self-defense angle.
Yeah, self-defense angle. And then, by the way, Daily Mail is 3 days late. They are picking up on the Tiger Woods story that when he issued that video of him announcing his nine-hole renovated
with the patch,
didn't look good.
He looked horrible.
Yeah. I saw some online chatter.
I mean, he looks all bloated. He looks all bloodshot. Mm. What is going on with Tiger?
Who knows?
Always something.
He's got something. He's always on something.
You
got
to do a deep dive. Dude, if you had, what's going on.
If you had 18 surgeries on your body like him, including a recent Achilles surgery, you'd be on something. Too. You'd look poopy.
To deal with the pain.
Hell
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Can you imagine what he feels like when he wakes up?
No.
Probably ain't good.
I guess. What was the latest thing? It was for Achilles.
Yeah.
Achilles,
has he
yeah.
had two Achilles surgeries then?
Didn't I don't know.
A, almost sounded like a injury. Yes, but it almost Achilles sounded like a cleanup, ago. Like almost like a reoccurring issue.
This one,
yeah,
yeah. I don't know. And he, of course, he did the worst April Fool's Day tweet. It was embarrassing.
Remind me, I've already forgotten.
He said that his extensive rehab and hyperbaric chamber work has made him. Well, he's going to be playing in the Masters.
People who have no sense of humor, i.e., Tiger Woods. Shouldn't try to pull off April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, they really
they're impossible to pull off even for the funniest people on the planet, let alone a guy with no personality like Tiger.
Just in the last 2 years, he had a right ankle. Actually, I'm not sure if he had surgery for that, but he had a sixth surgery on his back, and that was last September. And then, of course, March 11th this year, he had the surgery for the Achilles.
Right. Cakes, when you
he's had, I think I've heard either 16 or 18 surgeries.
A lot.
Like
when you talked about the guy that decided to choose the death by execution or whatever,
the firing squad,
did that happen already?
I think it already happened. I think it happened like a week or two ago in South Carolina.
That's the guy that ate he had a full meal and then went out there and got executed.
Hmm. Okay.
Is that the same guy? There's been a couple guys that have been executed, I think, lately. I just can't fathom being hungry, knowing I'm about to just be.
That's the
pummeled.
Last thing I would do. There's no chance I'd have an appetite.
I don't think I could eat for like a week leading up to it.
Oh, I just Googled it. South Carolina, apparently they just love shooting guys to death. They're going to execute a man by firing squad for the second time in 2 months tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What I can't believe is I thought when you did get executed by shooting squad, I thought it'd be like 10 guys.
Like 10 guys.
And they mow you down with 100 bullets.
No, that's not the way it works. I believe the way it works, at least in South Carolina, they have three marksmen.
Yeah.
Two of the three have blanks.
But it's just
going to
be.
One has a live round.
Yeah.
And they all like have a laser.
But it's just going to be one shot? It's just going to take you out?
Well, they shoot you right through the heart.
Is it the heart or the head?
Heart.
Are you pinned down?
No, you're. I think you're sitting upright in a chair like
so
we
you're
are.
Sitting in a chair.
You're sitting. The guy's like 15 feet away.
So there's
away.
No sport to it. It's not like
sport.
It's not like they throw the guy against a wall and
it's
he,
not like he's
he can try and duck.
Not like he's a deer 100 right. yards out and Cowboy Todd is trying to shoot it before it runs off. No,
I mean,
he
just,
couldn't be more stationary.
It's just horrifying.
It's a heart, but.
One shot?
I'll give you this. It's quick.
Yeah.
You get one shot through the heart?
I think
it's quicker
it
through the head,
you
like,
instantly,
like JFK.
Right? Like, you just bleed out. Like, you get shot
in the
heart.
I think there's a little bit of time if you get shot in the heart. I think if you
probably
get shot like JFK, your head explodes.
Well,
that's not great.
I know. I don't want to know either.
You'd rather want your head
I think the difference is probably marginal.
Yeah. Your heart, I think you'd bleed. I think if you get shot in the heart, I think you're going to live a little longer.
So it's not like the scene in Red Dawn when the Russians are...
No, it's not like that.
There's like 12 of them.
It's just a hail of bullets. Yeah, I don't think it's anything like that. All right, when we come back, we're going to pivot to something more cheery. We'll do EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next on The Fan.